KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies here today with a high of 79 and winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest local and state news. Authorities in Montgomery County report two arrests on Friday. Officials say 54-year-old Charles James Netherton of Red Oak was arrested just before 3 p.m. on a charge of serious assault. His arrest was the result of an investigation into an incident at 2037 Highway 71 in Tenville. Officers of the Red Oak Police Department assisted sheriff's deputies in making the arrest. Netherton was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And at around 6:40 p.m. Friday, 50-year-old Gary Lee Matson of Villisca was arrested on a valid warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Matson was brought to the jail, posted a $300 bond, and was released. Authorities in Shelby County say a Harlan teenager was arrested Monday after demanding money and goods from a woman. The Harlan Police Department reports 14-year-old Brian Wilkie was charged with felony extortion for allegedly demanding money and or goods from the mother of a 12-year-old girl. Wilkie allegedly had inappropriate pictures of the girl and was willing to trade for $6,000 and other goods. The teen was arrested after meeting with the girl's mother at Pioneer Park in Harlan at around 6:15 p.m. Monday. Officials say the photos were allegedly taken by the 12-year-old and sent by text message to Wilkie. An investigation is continuing to determine if the alleged photos were passed on to anyone else. Wilkie was transported by Harlan Police to the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. He could face up to 5 years in prison and additional fines if he's tried as an adult. And in other news from around the listening area, pilots from around Iowa and the Midwest are gathering in Cass County today for the annual Fly Iowa Air Show. The event takes place at the Atlantic Municipal Airport and begins with a brunch at 8 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. Gary Pellet is the local chairperson for the event. He says there will be at least four World War II-era P-51 Mustangs on hand, including one owned and flown by Atlantic resident Mike Henningsen. The Mustang, Pellet says, has a very distinctive sound.
When the Mustangs tune up particularly, almost 1,500 horsepower each. And when you stop and think about those, what amazing machines they are, because, you know, they're early 40s vintage, were very important in the war effort, what the Tuskegee Airmen flew. Yeah, it literally shakes the ground a little bit when they're doing their thing.
Well, the Mustangs aren't the only vintage aircraft to take to the sky today. A bomber scheduled to make an appearance can produce some 5,400 horsepower.
In addition to that, we have an A-26 bomber that's going to come up from the south. We've got an acrobatic act by Greg Kuntz that's coming up out of Alabama. He's one of the top performers in the country. He will actually do two shows. He'll do an acrobatic act, and then he comes back and does a kind of a special comedy act a little bit later on.
The air show runs from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., and Gary Moss, the air boss for the event, says there'll also be static exhibits on the ground for you to enjoy.
Everything from aircraft to helicopters to aviation vendors. Of course, we're going to have food out there for people, too.
And a tethered hot air balloon ride will be available, along with helicopter rides, for a nominal fee. There'll be plenty of activities for persons of all ages to enjoy. The theme for the event here in Atlantic is Heritage and Homecoming. And they remind you that if you're planning to attend that air show here today, bring a lawn chair or blanket for your comfort while you enjoy the program. An Iowa man who brought the world to thousands of Iowa students over three decades will be remembered in Stuart this weekend. Al Bell traveled all over the planet and filmed his adventures, then visited schools across Iowa and made grand presentations. His daughter, Becky Bell Greenstreet, says the film festival of her father's work is the second one they've held in the past few years.
On Sunday, the 16th, in Stuart, we're going to show films that those folks who came 2 years ago will not have seen. This is a great big special debut of the new films that have been done. And so now there is a complete film library of my dad's movies.
And Bell made his appearances in schools across Iowa between 1949 and 1979, highlighting his trips to Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas. She says her father was always well received whenever he visited a rural Iowa school.
Those gyms and auditoriums were just packed to the rafters of kindergartners, elementary kids, junior high kids, sometimes the whole school, including the high school kids, in one assembly. And my dad's job was to teach them about a particular country.
Kathy Arbecki Bell Greenstreet says her dad would go all out for the films and the assemblies.
He would come out in costume and teach them a few of the words from that country so they knew some foreign words to take back to their classroom, and then they would watch the film. And my siblings and I are very, very proud of the artistic work that he did with those films. He made things funny and comic, so the kids would laugh. Quite often they would gasp or scream in surprise.
The Al Bell Film Festival will be held at the Saints Center in Stuart, opening at noon Sunday, with artifacts, costumes, photos, foreign dolls, original posters, and films on display. Films will be shown at 1 and 3 p.m. For more information, go to www.albellremembered.com. And the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is gearing up for October's Harvest Fest and putting out a call for entries into a barbecued ribs cookout contest. Harvest Fest takes place in downtown Atlantic with the addition this year of a rib festival on Friday, October 12th. The night will be filled with the aroma of hot ribs and the sound of music near the Rock Island Depot. Registrations for rib cooking teams are being taken until noon on October the 3rd. The forms can be found on AtlanticIowa.com or locally at Atlantic Motor Supply, the Napa Store, Sears, Capel's Ace Hardware, Robinson's True Value Hardware, and Connect to Dock. Competitors can choose to participate in one or several categories.